This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1438, Finding Happiness in Health by Chris Libby with livehappy.com and Chair Yoga for Everyone by Alka Kaminer with livehappy.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. This podcast covers fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, usually, I read you just one article each day, but sometimes the articles are a bit on the shorter side. And you know, I want to make sure you get the amount of content you expect. So when the articles are a bit on the shorter side, I will read two to you. And that's the case today. So let's get right to today's two posts and start optimizing your life. Finding Happiness in Health by Chris Libby with livehappy.com. The latest research on maintaining the good life. Happier people tend to engage in healthier behaviors, thus contributing to a longer life. But it's hard to have one without the other. We are staying on top of the latest research into the science of happiness to bring you the best practices to keep your mind and body happy and healthy. Rest easy. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 1 in 3 Americans lacks adequate sleep on a regular basis, and that's not good news for our health. Lack of proper sleep can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and mental fatigue. But new research suggests we may be getting better at it. A study published in the journal Sleep shows that sleep duration has been improving on both weekdays and weekends over a 14-year period. A few reasons for the uptick in Z's are that people are watching less TV and reading less before bed. Plus, banking, shopping, and working online frees up more time to hit the hay early. Life Unplugged. In a recent study published in the journal Emotion, the psychological well-being in America's youth decreased after 2012. What is creating all this sadness? One answer is technology. Teens who spent more time with their devices and less time on device-free activity like sports, studies, and face-to-face social interactions felt a decline in their personal happiness. The solution to this problem isn't necessarily quitting cold turkey. Researchers find that the happiest teens use their devices less than 1 hour a day. More than an hour of use decreases happiness. Pay attention. It's no secret that exercise can stave off physical decline as we age. The same is true for exercising our minds. Recent brain studies uncovered a few ways for us to practice keeping our minds sharp and focused. According to researchers from the University of Exeter, people who do daily crossword puzzles can strengthen their cognitive functions such as memory, reasoning, and attention. For a less challenging approach, a longitudinal study published in the Journal of Cognitive Enhancement showed that regular meditation rituals also improve attention span, focus, and can fight off cognitive decline later in life. Gotta have faith. In a study that scoured obituaries nationwide, researchers from the psychology department at Ohio State University found that people with more religion in their lives lived almost 4 years longer than people who did not. While the exact reasons for lengthier lives is not known, the study suggests many people who practice religion stay socially active, refrain from riskier behaviors such as drinking and smoking, practice stress-reducing rituals such as prayer or meditation, and volunteered more, which are all activities that lead to happier and healthier lives. Now, I have another article in just a second, but first, dealing with anxiety or depression can be paralyzing, but you should know that you're not broken and you're not alone. And when you want help, Brightside is there for you. Brightside offers personalized, life-changing anxiety and depression care right from your own home. I have family and friends who suffer from anxiety and depression, and really, the best thing for them has been getting professional help. You don't want to do it alone, and they've seen the most progress with outside help. Brightside offers help for the full spectrum of anxiety and depression conditions, so no matter what you're feeling, you'll get a treatment plan tailored to your specific needs on your schedule. Just go to brightside.com/OHD. Take a quick, free mental health assessment, and within 48 hours, you're connected with your expert provider to start your personalized treatment plan. Join thousands of Brightside members taking back their lives. Take your free mental health assessment and get up to $100 credit on your first month of treatment at brightside.com/OHD. That's brightside.com/OHD. brightside.com/OHD. Chair Yoga for Everyone by Alka Kaminer with livehappy.com. As a yoga teacher, I am privileged to instruct friends and family from time to time. However, when it came to teaching my parents, it was a different story. With assistance, they were able to make it to the yoga mat, but it was just not comfortable. That motivated me to find something better for them. I decided to get certified in chair yoga, which I now teach several times a week. A growing need. We have a culture of people sitting more than ever, both at work and at home. As the baby boomer generation ages, members seek wellness activities that fit their needs. Chair yoga is a wonderful way to stay healthy, and it can be done anywhere, at work, home, on a bus, or even a plane. And it can help with many different health issues, including rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's disease, and many chronic pain issues. Chair yoga is beneficial because it helps to strengthen muscles, increase balance, and gain flexibility without causing strain. In addition, it helps with body awareness, mindfulness, and relaxation while incorporating gratitude in daily life. A variety of exercises and practices used in chair yoga assist the body and mind. Chair yoga incorporates breathing exercises to increase body awareness and increase oxygen in the blood. Ball therapy enables people to perform self-massage, especially of the feet, which might be hard to reach otherwise. Brain dancing uses a sequence of movements that requires mental focus and improves coordination. Laughter meditation and other mindfulness techniques help guide participants to find joy in the present moment. Chair yoga classes tend to create a consistent community of dedicated people who attend regularly, which further enhances everyone's happiness. Teaching with gratitude. Teaching chair yoga has given me the chance to serve a population for whom yoga on the mat is not an option. After every class, I see positive effects. Participants have lessened their anxieties, fears, and worries. They leave with smiling faces, eyes full of hope, and lightness in their step. Witnessing the change fills me with gratitude for the gift of being present while teaching and learning at the same time. You just listened to the post titled Finding Happiness in Health by Chris Libby with livehappy.com and Chair Yoga for Everyone by Alka Kaminer with livehappy.com. Something that I don't often talk about. My niece comes from a family of doctors, and she's had really bad allergies since she was a baby. Something she's actually doing right now is immunotherapy, and we've seen it work. It's really promising. So if you have trouble with allergies that's affecting your sleep or fitness or any aspect of your life, check out Curex, a long-term solution for your allergies. Curex is a telehealth platform that offers allergy immunotherapy, which treats the source of your allergies, not just the symptoms, by building up the body's immune response to an allergen. Meet with a doctor online through a simple telehealth consultation, share your allergy history, take an allergy test at home, and receive your customized prescription for immunotherapy right to your door. 50% of Americans suffer from seasonal allergies, and over-the-counter medications aren't a long-term solution and can mess with your microbiome. Try Curex. Find out if you're a fit for immunotherapy at getcurex.com/OHD and get $75 off your first order with the code OHD. That's getcurex.com/OHD. Promo code OHD. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I loved about today's post was today's authors provided research to back up many of the health claims. There are so many confusing and contradictory health claims floating around out there, and that's why it's important to know whether those claims are supported by published studies. And you never want to just look for one study. Instead, we want to know whether there is agreement between multiple studies. That's one way to know whether we're dealing with someone's personal opinion or a myth. If they cite just one study or don't cite a study at all, it may be their opinion or it may be just a myth right now. Luckily, the information that today's authors shared was backed by many published studies, and so it did not reflect just their opinion or just restate common myths. Now, I do have one quick comment about chair yoga. One of my jobs before I became full-time faculty and before I was doing this podcast was an occupational wellness specialist. So that's a fancy title for basically saying I would help working professionals feel better each day by providing them with health and wellness activities. One of the lunchtime activities we used to do was chair yoga, and they loved it. They didn't have to change out of their work clothes to participate. No yoga mats or yoga blocks or any other special equipment was needed. But as today's author said, even without all of those fancy gizmos and gadgets, they still got to experience so many wonderful benefits. So if you've always wanted to participate in yoga, but were intimidated by it, chair yoga can be the perfect place to start. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.